KPLU's School of Jazz presents the Mercer Island High School Jazz Combo this afternoon under the direction of David Bentley. The band includes Riley Fang on sax, Shea Kelsey trumpet, Tynan McGee at the trombone, Eric Westergaard piano, Max Van Gelder and Dylan Lesko at the bass and drums. And joining them is one of the Northwest's busiest jazz musicians. He's a Seattle native who's been thrilling audiences since the 60s with his amazing skill on saxophones, trumpet and flute. We're so excited to have Jay Thomas with us here today. And now together it's the Mercer Island High School Combo with Jay Thomas.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, the Mercer Island High School All-Star Combo with Jay Thomas, a special guest mentor on the tenor saxophone. Fantastic solos all around. Dylan Lesko with the drums, Max Van Gelder bass, Eric Westergaard piano. You heard Tina McGee trombone, Shea Kelsey at the trumpet, and Riley Fang on saxophone under the direction of David Bentley. And I want to start my questions with one to the band director. David, I'm wondering about the enthusiasm. Are you seeing kids banging down the doors to get into jazz band at Mercer Island, or is it more of a please come play with the band?
No, I would definitely say there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. We're fortunate. We have a lot of kids in the band program at Mercer Island, so we have three jazz bands, and it's great to be able to offer a program for kids at a variety of levels. So they're pretty enthusiastic about being a part.
Fantastic. That's really what you're looking for, or that was what I would assume. Well, what are you looking for in a great jazz student?
Obviously, kids that are talented and passionate about playing, I think, is the most important ingredient. Obviously, looking for kids that play well, but kids that are passionate about music and specifically about jazz, the enthusiasm and the energy that comes from people that really care about what they're playing is really what makes the difference.
I want to talk to Jay Thomas next. He's here as a special guest mentor with the band. And Jay, you've been working with the group, I think, five rehearsals for this gig. Can you tell us about ramping up to this performance? What was that like?
It's all about fun. It's having fun is fun, you know, and that's what we did every time we got together. You know, the first time it was kind of to see what, you know, was going on, and after that we just got down to business. We had we focused on some repertoire, and these are kind of built for us to have fun on, and I just really love the way this band feels, and I think that's probably most important, is how the music feels, and that's what we base it off of. We can always get better at all the technical aspects, but I really appreciate that. And these kids are all like, I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
You know, because we've made, you know, a lot of progress in a short period of time, and they've been really just a joy to work with. You know, they've been respectful, but not overly so. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're just like they're exactly where they need to be, really.
Fantastic. And, pass that microphone down to Tynan. I want to talk to our trombone soloist down there. And I wonder if you were a jazz fan before you started working with the jazz band. Did you come in with already a love for jazz, or was it something you learned?
When I was in seventh grade, which was the year before I started jazz, I had already started practicing jazz with my teacher who gave me lessons. And so I had already developed like a sort of love for the kind of music. And so I was really excited when I got to eighth grade that I got to play with the band and like express that love for the music.
Fantastic. Do you have any trombone heroes that you like to model yourself after or emulate?
Pretty much all of them. Like everyone that's really good, that plays really well. I see a lot of like YouTube videos and listen to a lot of music, and I just think it's really fun to listen to all the different kinds of playing that you see out there.
Let's pass it down to our pianist, Eric. I wanted to ask you about learning how to improvise on the piano. Was there a key that unlocked the door to improvisation for you, or is it something you're still kind of working on?
It's definitely something I'm still working on. It's not something that you can kind of get within a week, a month, or even a year. It's something you have to keep working on, and you're always working on it. I have a jazz piano teacher that kind of helps me with that, and he keeps showing me new ideas and new things that I can try out over different chord changes. So it's definitely a process, and I'm always still working on it. It's never it's never good enough. So it can always be better.
That's the right attitude. We are live in the studios with the Mercer Island High School Jazz Combo All-Star Band with Jay Thomas, special guest on tenor sax. And we're going to hear a little trumpet from Jay later on today. And we'd love to hear another tune. What do we got for us next?
We're going to do one called Step Lightly.
Step Lightly. All right.
Joe Henderson tune. And it just has a nice everything. This one has a kind of a funkier. Little funky.
All right, the high school combo live on KPLU.
Thank you.
Mercer Island High School All-Star Combo. Thrilled to have them here with special guest Jay Thomas on saxophone. We heard Riley Fang on tenor sax on that one. And Riley, I want to ask you the next question as we continue here. We've had a lot of student guest DJs come on the radio station, and although a lot of them like stuff like Frank Sinatra and Sonny Rollins and folks like that, there's also a lot of modern jazz that they're listening to, like Snarky Puppy and Knee Body. And I wonder if you have more of a appreciation for the older stuff or the newer stuff or both.
I'm actually like a really big fan of the older stuff. whenever I listen to jazz, even though I don't really listen to a lot, I really like the older stuff and the big band stuff that they used to do back in the day. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're still doing it today, I should say. Very well. Jay Thomas, as a Seattle native and as a longtime jazz educator in the Northwest, working at Cornish College and also at the UW, I think, a little bit. Can you tell us about the difference between jazz education today and maybe 20, 30 years ago?
When I started out, it was... a lot of the big high schools they used to call them stage bands,
yeah,
but jazz band, and they had some contests that happened every year, and it was just really started to get going. I think the first things that came about were the Stan Kenton Clinics that were big in spreading jazz, and then there was some real big schools like Berkeley in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And certain places that people would want to go to, especially by the example of Quincy Jones went to Berkeley,
mm-hmm,
and some people like that, and it's gotten bigger. The situation is quite a bit different now because the background or the social context for the music is built around education in schools now. And out of these schools and stuff, there's a whole community, thriving community of players around the world, but mainly in New York. A lot of our people leave here and they'll go back east or someplace and they'll be in New York. New York is the last bastion of real live jazz. And it's kind of unfortunate that there's so many people that are trained to play jazz and stuff, and there's very few jobs. So the young people are finding completely different ways,
yeah,
to get by and to play and keep the music going. The one good thing is the music is certainly alive and well. It's cropping up all over. You mentioned Snarky Puppy. Bands like that,
yeah,
unbelievable. Well, Snarky Puppy started out as a class,
mm-hmm,
at North Texas State, and they looked around. They had enough wherewithal to look at each other and go, "Wow, this is really special." Now they kind of took over Brooklyn,
yeah, right,
you know, and they're killing. They're unbelievable, and that's the way it is. There's a lot of sacrifices that we do a lot of times in order to do what we want to do.
Right, right.
Rather than sacrificing in the sense of doing what we don't want to do. And this is what a lot of young people are doing. They're making the sacrifice in the sense that they're a lot of them, like in Seattle and stuff, are kind of living in houses. Maybe there might be eight people in a house. And that's the way they live. But if you look at it, in light of how people are living in New York, for instance, like a tiny apartment, they might have a higher, a more pretty atmosphere living eight people in a house here than they would in a tiny apartment in New York with sirens going on 24 hours. we do what we want to do. It takes some effort.
That's... And we do have some high school seniors in the band today who are going off to college. I know our drummer Dylan Lesko is headed to Yale, and our pianist Eric Westergaard still uncommitted, but a lot of people after his skills. And Shay Kelsey, our trumpet player, is going to be off to, I think, Northwestern. Shay, can you tell us about your future in jazz and what you're looking forward to in college?
So I'm going to Northwestern, and I plan to be a trumpet performance major. I'm not really sure what I want to do after that, but I know that I've really found what I love, and I couldn't imagine stopping. So, you know, whether I end up doing something Snarky Puppy like, that would be super cool, or, you know, anywhere in a symphony, that's, you know, I found my niche and this is it.
Fantastic. And I also understand the band is going to be traveling to Australia. Where will the seniors be a part of that trip too? Fantastic. Maybe we could pass the microphone back to Dylan, who I know has been waiting to talk, our drummer back here. I would love to ask you about traveling and being able to see other high school bands play, and what you get out of the experience of traveling and playing music for other people.
Yeah, well, all of us here, or most of us here besides our bassist, are all in the marching band, as well as many concert bands within the high school.
Right.
So we get lots of chances. You know, every couple of months we get a day where we get to skip school and leave and go see go see the other schools play, and it's really great just to see the wide scope of players, and you know, really get to see both the marching band aspect, the concert band aspect, and the jazz aspect. And it's such a blast being able to go around just the state with these guys. I'm really excited to see how it will be going to a different country, different continent. So
now, when you are hanging out with musicians from other schools, is it a very competitive feeling, or is it a collaborative, I can't wait to see what this kid can do?
Well, the competitive aspect is always there, but you know, I've been able to make some friends with other schools and their percussion sections and their jazz bands, and it's really a welcoming atmosphere to making new friendships.
We're going to hear another tune from the band before they go, and I'm very excited about this next one. Terrific tune. I believe pianist Ray Bryant wrote this one. And Mercer Island High School Jazz Band is with us with special guest Jay Thomas on tenor sax. And we'll finish it up with Tonk live on KPLU.